Right, well, a good morning. Now, yeah, right, okay there, we're with it, and I'm sure you can tell me the name of our Prime Minister. Hands got well in Charlotte.
David Cameron.
And he is a family man, isn't he? And he has, it is a daughter, I think, who is 8 years old. Now I'm telling you this. Now why am I telling you about this, Molly?
Because he left his daughter behind.
He left his daughter behind in a country pub. I mean, it was on a Sunday, I think it was. And oh dear, oh dear. How do you think he felt about that? Didn't he?
Embarrassed.
Embarrassed, isn't it? Just as if your mum and dad would forget who you are, or forget your existence there. Why do you think it happened? Why do you think it happened? Stanley?
He has lots on his plate and he forgot.
He has a lot on his plate, a lot on his mind. What kinds of things might he have on his mind there, prime ministers, you know? What kinds of things might he be thinking of? Charlotte?
Important meetings.
Important meetings. About what kinds of things, do you think? Stanley?
Future of the country.
Future of the country. What kinds of things? I'm working you hard here. Timothy?
Economy.
Yeah, I'm sure. The economy. What's happening there? So he has a lot on his mind. And on this occasion, to his embarrassment, his 8-year-old daughter, he left behind. I think he thought somebody else was going to take her home. Or else he just completely forgot. Thinking about the economy, international affairs, wondering about wars here, what to do about that situation there. So he got home. I don't know how he worked out that he didn't have her with him, but eventually it dawned on him. And so they found her and took her. How do you think she might have felt? How do you think, Molly?
Yeah.
A bit upset. What sort of, you know, what does it tend to suggest to you? Stanley?
He thinks things are more important.
That's it. Other things are more important. I guess he's got big things to think about. But to an 8-year-old child, I am sure they might well, or she might well in that case, have felt, oh, I'm just not loved around here. I've been forgotten. So it was. Now, I can think of somebody who has got infinitely more things to manage and take care of and people to govern than even David Cameron, our Prime Minister. Whom am I thinking? Grace is God. God is our answer. He has all of eternity to look at and to consider and to plan and arrange. Everything. I mean, how many people can you name in the world? I don't know. But billions upon billions? No. Let alone know how many hairs there are on their heads. Billions upon billions of people. But God knows that. He has got it all under control. He's in charge. He knows it all. And what is amazing, isn't it, is this. That even a sparrow falling to the ground somewhere or other, he knows about it. So he knows about you, for sure he does. Because he tells us you're more valued than sparrows. And if he knows about them, he knows about you. He wouldn't leave you behind somewhere. Oh, I've forgotten them. I've forgotten her. What's she doing? Where is she? He knows everything. Now, sometimes we can think, God has forgotten me. My way is hidden from his sight. God's people have said that in the past. They thought, where is he? I feel as if I am left behind. Do you ever feel that sometimes? That God is just not there? Or he's just not watching? Well, be sure he is. And he may put us through some difficult trials and some tests, but he will prove again and again, I am here. I am here. I am testing your... that word we often use, don't we, Charlotte?
Faith.
Faith. Your faith. Do you trust me? Do you really trust me? Do you trust me with your life? Do you trust me with your future? Or do you think I'll forget you and leave you behind? And that you'll just be sitting there and he's forgotten me. He has. Just like poor David Cameron's daughter. And he had. There's the thing, he had. God doesn't. And he may test us, and he may say, how much do you believe me? How much do you trust me? How much do you really think I am there? Let's see. And we learn a bit about ourselves, don't we? We can feel very, I'm forgotten. Oh, no, you're not. Your way is never hidden from his sight. So that means when we're doing things we shouldn't, and thinking things we shouldn't, he knows about that. But when we're struggling along a bit, he knows about that too. Never lose sight of that fact. He'll never leave you behind.